right, welcome back. Democratic mega donor and billionaire environmentalist Tom Steyer is known for spending millions of his own dollars on Democratic campaigns. Well, now the party's single biggest donor is spending again, only this time his money is going to a national TV ad campaign calling for President Trump's impeachment. Take a look.
A Republican Congress once impeached a president for far less. Yet today, people in Congress and his own administration know this president is a clear and present danger, who's mentally unstable and armed with nuclear weapons.
Tom Steyer is a retired former hedge fund founder and manager who poured $91 million of his own money into Democratic campaigns just last year alone, and he's joining us now live. Good to see you, Tom.
Hey, Frederica, how are you?
I'm good. So this ad campaign, according to one of your aides, cost more than $10 million. And given the Republican-controlled Congress, you know, why do you feel that this is money well spent?
Well, what we're trying to do is we're trying to give a voice to the American people, because I think Democrats and Republicans alike know that this president is, in fact, a clear and present danger to their health and safety. And so we're trying to give them a chance to go to their representatives and make this case, because that's the American people still, their voice is the most powerful thing in our country. And if they speak up, then elected officials have to listen.
But on what grounds do you believe Trump should be impeached? Because it has to be more than a belief of clear and present danger or access to nuclear weapons.
He has violated his trust to the Constitution and to the American people. By firing James Comey, he clearly obstructed justice. That is the historical basis for impeaching a president. He has been, the emoluments clause has been broken. The fact of the matter is he has clearly broken his trust with the Constitution. The reason that we're calling for it is that it's urgent that it happen now. The fact of the matter is he is putting us at risk on a daily basis, and he has, you can go to legal scholars, he has clearly met the standard for impeachment, but we have to have it. And so that's why we're going to the American people and asking them to raise their voices and say, we need a change.
But there are parameters in which the president does have the authority to hire and fire the FBI director.
Yes, but obstructing justice is not one of them. The fact of the matter is if you look at the historical impeachments, they were all based around obstructing justice at much lower levels or equivalent levels to what he's already done publicly.
Okay, well, looking into obstruction of justice, among the many things that congressional investigations are looking into, the special counsel, Robert Mueller, also looking into it with his investigations, why not wait until those investigations are complete?
Because it is urgent. Because, in fact, we are giving this president a new parameter that he not only has to meet the old parameters for being impeached, now all of a sudden there's a much lower standard that he is allowed to do things that no one else has ever been allowed to do before. We should not be breaking the Constitution to keep in office a president who is putting at risk the safety and health of Americans on a daily basis. I don't understand why we're delaying. In fact, it's urgent right now that we act, and that's what we're asking the American people to stand up and speak for.
So as the DNC, Democratic National Committee, gathers for its fall meeting this weekend, among the concerns that the party lacks resources to win midterm elections, do you plan to put money into other 2018 campaigns?
Well, what we really do, Frederica, is we're really a grassroots organization, which means is we make it possible for local groups to go door to door, to phone bank, to talk citizen to citizen about the issues of the day. That's what we did in 2016, and of course we're going to keep doing that in 2017. We're already doing it in 2018. Our whole push is the old-fashioned idea that American citizens talking to each other about the most important issues of the day is the way that we have a vibrant and just democracy, and we will continue doing that just the way we have for the last few years.
So quickly, might this be a prelude to your own potential campaign? An opinion piece in the LA Times this weekend suggesting that you may be trying to build your own political brand with this campaign, that you may be eyeing Senate Dianne Feinstein's seat after saying, you know, she will run for a fifth term. What's the process?
I have said that I am willing to do anything, including running for office, to push forward a positive agenda for California and for America. And that's true. I haven't taken that off the table. But this move for impeachment stands by itself. It is its own campaign, because I think everyone in America knows this is true. All of those elected officials in D.C., Republicans and Democrats, know it's true, but no one wants to say it. And what we're trying to do is say, we're willing to say it, and we're asking the American people to say it, because it's true, it's important, it's got to happen, and we got to give it a voice.
All right, Tom Thayer, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Frederica, thanks for having me.
All right, we'll be right back.
Hey, everybody, the George Wilder Jr. Show is on the air. We're having some difficulties. I hope you bear with us. Anyway, it's great to be back on the George Wilder Jr. Show after some time off. And looks like that's going to be happening quite a bit, because we have to make some changes here or there. All right, the George Wilder Jr. Show is on the air. And this is spring 2019, folks. It is great. It's beautiful outside. I'm hearing it's going to turn a lot colder. But anyway, this is the George Wilder Jr. Show, and thanks for tuning in. We've been on for 5-6 years now, and it's been great fun, and I enjoyed every minute of it. I really, truly did. And I enjoy that you are loyal listeners, and you tell everybody about the show. You say you like the show. You say you like what's going on in the show. You say you like what you hear. Though sometimes it can be it can be very, very political. But it's a great show. It's a good show, and we're always trying to make it better, because we are here to make the world a better place, and I've been saying that since the inset of the show. And I will be saying that until my last breath. We're going to be trying to make the world a better place for you, but a better place for me, a better place for children, family, and just everybody. You know, it needs to be that. We need a new world. America has sunken down so far. I mean, you're looking up at its feet. It's just pathetic how it's just sunken so far, how we went from being just about number one in the world to being in the toilet and despised by everyone, every country, everybody, except for those idiots in the White House. They don't seem to care. They don't seem to acknowledge any of this stuff. They just lie, cheat, and thug, and continue to be a crook. And I'm hearing that Mueller is not going to be indicting anybody else. I mean, okay, folks, you may disagree with me on this, but I think Robert Mueller is just, I think he's just not going to get Trump the way we thought he would. He's a Trumpster. You know, I mean, you know, I don't think he cares about getting Donald Trump, and I don't think he wants to get Donald Trump. I think he wants to see Donald Trump go on to 2020 election. You might disagree with me on this. So that's your prerogative. But I just think that Mueller has disappointed us all. We looked so many Americans looked up to him like he was the great white hope or the great white savior. He's going to save us from Donald Trump. He's going to do what we wanted him to do in terms of sending this creep to prison. Looks like it's not going to happen. Looks like it's not going to happen. Robert Mueller took all of the time. Everybody was speculating what he was doing, trying to guess what he was doing, how he was going, how he was approaching all of this. And it seems as though he's giving a pass. So we've got this guy until 2020, and which we should not have, because we really don't need Mueller's report to impeach this guy. Talking about impeachment, even Nancy Pelosi, she says she's not going to impeach. I mean, all these people just up Trump's ass. From my thinking, it could be wrong, but to me, it seems like they're just giving this man a pass. And whatever reasons they come up with is the reasons this man has screwed over America big time. He's a traitor. Fifteen minutes.